As we know, Boston and Somerville were contenders, even finalists for the Amazon HQ, so logically, or emotionally, the decision to go elsewhere will be met with sadness by some and maybe with relief from others. Should Boston be sad or glad? And what does Amazon's move mean for the region now? WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has that part of the story.
The promise of 50,000 high-paying jobs and $5 billion in construction had more than 200 cities competing in Amazon's HQ2 sweepstakes.
So I think the Amazon moving to any city is a mixed bag.
Harvard Business School professor Sunil Gupta has written the case study of Amazon.
The good thing is all the jobs and the economic growth that comes with it. The downside, as we know, is the congestion, the housing prices, etc., that will go up. So I think it's not necessarily a bad idea if Amazon doesn't come. We have done the homework and we looked at our weaknesses that we need to beef up to attract other companies.
The Amazon headquarter bidding process was a lesson for cities. No place was perfect. New York and Virginia, like Boston, have a shortage of housing, soaring rents, and deeply troubled mass transit systems. The old Suffolk Downs racetrack site that Amazon had been eyeing straddles Boston and Everett, has a lot going for it, including two Blue Line T-stops. But former Secretary of Transportation Jim Aloisi believes the Blue Line needs a better link to the rest of Boston.
Suffolk Downs lacks that critical transit connectivity that takes a site from a decent site to a spectacular site. We've got to lead the way with strategic investments in transit mobility in the inner core in order to maintain the jobs we have and to grow those jobs.
I'm not surprised at all.
John Fish is founder and CEO of Suffolk, the largest construction company in New England. He thinks Boston's small size may have been a factor in not getting chosen, and that Amazon's decision to select two sites instead of one was a defensive move designed to please politicians and head off federal regulators.
They need to build a strong political base. I think it's good politics. I don't think it's bad politics. But I think at the end of the day, I think that had a lot to do with it.
Some places offered Amazon billions in incentives. Just what was in the Boston and Somerville bids isn't publicly known yet. But from the very beginning, there were fears the giant online retailer might make the cities a one-company town. And the intense, hard-driven Amazon corporate culture would clash with the area's personality and pace of life. Again, John Fish.
Boston is a world-class city. And I think what people sometimes underestimate is that we have a certain culture in Boston, and we're not going to change the rules of engagement for something like Amazon or any other company. Other companies are interested in Boston. They will continue to be interested in Boston. And the right composition of businesses in the city will eventually play itself out.
Corporate cultures run deep. And Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos says he makes big decisions like HQ2 based on gut feelings. Bezos founded Amazon with his fabled pizza rule. The most efficient meeting is where all the participants can be fed with just two pizzas.
Just in case you are interested in slices, I have cheese, pepperoni, and today's slice today is chicken with broccoli.
At the original Pizzeria Regina, founded in 1926 in Boston's North End, two large pizzas will efficiently feed six people and set you back about $30. And TripAdvisor just named Regina's the best pizza in America. Mike Fothergill from San Francisco and his buddy Jake Wilder from Phoenix were in town for the Patriots game and staying for the week. They were sharing a Regina's pie and considering Amazon's choice for its HQ2.
I mean, I'm from San Francisco, so I'm in, like, you know, the tech capital of all of this, seeing it firsthand, but there's pros and cons to it. It does bring a lot of money into it, but then again, when you live there for a while, it does get a little sick and tired of it.
As far as Amazon, though, man, why wouldn't you want to be here? If I'm looking for pizza, I'm not going to Phoenix for pizza. I'm coming here. I mean, this is why we're here. I mean, Amazon, you're going to miss it on Boston. I don't know where the hell you're going to go.
Amazon is going to New York, where they claim the pizza is pretty good, and Virginia, where, well, fortunately, Regina delivers long distance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.